Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is war. That's the only way I can describe what has happened with the FBI raiding Donald Trump in an unprecedented move by the federal government. Number one, it is an abuse of power. It is corruption at the core of the deep state. Why did they do this? Why did the FBI director allow the FBI to be weaponized by the Democrats to try to take down Donald Trump? Because they are terrified that Donald Trump will get reelected and then come back to Washington and dismantle everything they have. That's why they want to indict him. As I am doing this right now, many of the people I've been talking to virtually all night long have told me they expect there could be even more raids on other Trump properties, because they're going in to get anything they can to try to indict Donald Trump so that you and I cannot vote for him. The goal here is simple. Make him one thing. They want to make him a convicted felon. They want him to be indicted, and they want to take away the right for you to decide who's the president of the United States of America. This is no different, by the way, than what they did last time, when they took a fake dossier that they knew was paid for by the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and they lied to you for years and used it to impeach the president and everybody that was impeaching him. And I said this over and over again, they did it for what reason? Because they couldn't stand that you chose the person they said you shouldn't pick. You were supposed to pick Hillary Clinton. And Donald Trump was a threat to the swamp. He wasn't going to play the game. And they said, okay, watch this. We'll nail you to the wall. We're going to impeach you. We're going to overthrow the will of the people. Now, you shouldn't be surprised if you look at what all has happened. You really shouldn't be surprised that this happened. Yes, it's unprecedented. Yes, it is banana republic-esque. But if you look at what all they've tried to do to destroy this man's life, because we didn't submit to their way of life, look at what they did to us during COVID. Look at what they just did to us with hiring IRS agents that are going to be bigger than anything we've ever seen before, more personnel than the Pentagon. If you look at these numbers right now, and I go back to, because it's such an important point for you to understand, the Democrats are weaponizing our government to come after all of us. That's what they're doing here. This new IRS force, which is going to come after every conservative and every small business owner, this new Biden IRS is now going to have more staff than the Pentagon, the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol combined. I want that to sink in. This is a weapon of the state. This is what communists do. This is banana republic-esque. So in a 24-hour period, you expand the IRS to attack Americans where it is now has more staff than the Pentagon. That's what defends this country, for goodness sakes. More staff than the State Department, the FBI, and the Border Patrol combined. They're not trying to make sure everybody's paying their fair share. They're coming after you and weaponizing the United States government to come after you the same way that they sent a message to the American people. You don't screw around with us and we'll weaponize the IRS to shut you down and silence you, and they're coming after every conservative leader. Get ready. It's going to be an annual thing where you get audited now. This is an enemies list. Go back to Lois Lerner when she was attacking Tea Party groups and weaponizing the IRS. But when I go back and I say what I said earlier, this is war, let me explain what I mean by this. Republicans better understand that if we send them to Washington, they better understand that we are sending them there to go to war. The hell with getting along with liberals now. I'm done. I am playing to win. I don't want to compromise with you on anything. I don't want to compromise on the color of the sky. I don't want to compromise with you with what's going to be served for dinner. When you try to overthrow the American people and democracy, which is exactly what they are trying to do with this raid of Donald Trump's private home, a former president of the United States of America, this is unprecedented. And the deep state and Garland, the attorney general, and Ray should have to testify. There's no doubt about it. But they knew about all this. They broke into a safe, by the way, that was empty. Did you know that at Trump's Mar-a-Lago? An empty safe, nothing in there. That's how much of a you-know-what show this actually is. But the FBI raiding Donald Trump is unprecedented. It is corrupt. It is an abuse of power. This is what Nixon, by the way, tried to do. And Biden has now, or the people around Biden, this is a guy that couldn't even put his sports coat on yesterday, has decided that he is going to fully weaponize the Department of Justice and the FBI to target their political enemies. That is what this is. And they got 87,000 new IRS agents that are coming for you. They're going to come for you as their political enemies. Congress, by the way, Republicans better than demand answers. It's time to start locking people up. I'm not playing to get along anymore. We need hearings. We need subpoenas. Dems in charge are going to refuse, by the way, but the American people better demand, and we deserve to know why Biden has weaponized the FBI and the DOJ as his political enforcers the same way that we see in corrupt, evil countries. This is what, as Ted Cruz put it, this is what tin pot dictators do. That's not how America works, by the way. Why is Biden able to use the FBI as his political enforcers? And the same for the Department of Justice. Look at what they've ignored at the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice ignored Hunter Biden, who filmed himself committing multiple felonies. They ignored Hillary Clinton and a server and bleaching servers and classified documents and information. And there were people that said, well, it's good for the union if we just let it go. Remember that? By the way, I never went with that. There were people that said, oh, don't get bogged down in Hillary Clinton. She lost the election. Leave it alone. Move on with your life. We should have gone after her. But all these rhino scumbag Republicans said, no, she lost. That's her punishment for what she did. She was still winning. We just didn't even realize it. She was winning because she's the one that paid for this dossier. She's the one that paid for all of it. Her campaign is the ones that lied. Her campaign is the one with Obama that spied. I'm sorry. My list of now political enemies is Hillary Clinton. I want to go back and look at all this and bring it all to the forefront. I want to go back to Obama and bring it all to the forefront. Hell, I want to go back to Bill Clinton now. Hillary and Bill Clinton stole nice furniture from the White House and no one raided their house. They ignored Hillary Clinton taking classified information. They ignored a tarmac meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on a tarmac at a random airport, and they overlooked it because the scumbag rhino Republicans were like, oh, we need to be statesmen. The hell with statesmen. This is an attack on our democracy, and we have been attacked, but the enemy is the Democratic Party. Right? They ignored Black Lives Matter and Antifa rioters that were burning down our cities, and we let that go. They ignored dangerous protesters outside of Justice and Supreme Court Justice Holmes and hit lists. Hell, they ignored Jeffrey Epstein's client book because it had political people involved. Think about Eric Holder, by the way. Eric Holder actually predicted the Biden DOJ would do this. He tweeted out, in the USA, we do not threaten to jail political opponents. Donald Trump said he would. He has promised to abuse the power of the office. That was Eric Holder's own tweet back in the day. Let me read that again. In the US of A, we do not threaten to jail political opponents. And then he tweeted, at real Donald Trump said he would. He promised the abuse of power of the office. Well, the FBI raided Donald Trump. It is unprecedented. It is a corruption and abuse of power. And now they got 87,000 new IRS agents that are coming for you. This is war, folks. Get ready for it because this is war. This is an attack on our democracy and the enemy is the Democratic Party. Quick break. Ben Ferguson Show, more coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young, kids, and
so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code BEN for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code BEN for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code BEN. I will say it again. This is an attack on our democracy, and the enemy is the Democratic Party. We are at war. I want you to hear what Fox News' Jonathan Turley had to say about why didn't the Attorney General, why didn't the FBI Director, why didn't they do this differently? He said, why didn't Merrick Garland ask for a special counsel to be appointed? Because that's how you would handle this with a former president. And I will say this, you better have the goods. Because right now, this looks like a you-know-what show. This is a clown show. They broke into the safe of a former president of the United States of America, and there was nothing inside. This is war. They are trying to destroy this country, and they are trying to lock up political opponents. This is the Banana Republic 2.0. You think that people have said, oh, this is like Watergate. This is Watergate is like child's play compared to what just happened. Child's play.
Moment to have a raid like this on a former president and potentially the future opponent of the current president. My first reaction beyond shock is that it is baffling how this raid would occur, but Merrick Garland decided not to appoint a special counsel. If there was evidence that supports a warrant, and apparently a federal judge found that evidence, why didn't Merrick Garland ask for a special counsel to be appointed? You know, people like Archibald Cox and others are celebrated because we appointed a special counsel to look into Nixon. Why? It was because we wanted to assure the American people that an investigation would not be political, would not be influenced, in that case, by Nixon himself. Now, here you have the past opponent of the current president and the expected future opponent. I can't imagine how Attorney General Garland would look at that situation and not see an absolute necessity for a special counsel. And instead, they did this raid on the former president's home. And it is going to trigger the anger that you've already seen. Now, we don't know what these charges are. The assumption is that it's related to January 6th. We've seen warrants being issued from a grand jury. I've expressed skepticism over the ability to charge the president on the evidence that we've seen thus far in that committee. But for me, there is this threshold question of who should be ordering these types of raids. Merrick Garland has refused to appoint a special counsel in Hunter Biden. He apparently has not appointed a special counsel in this case thus far. I just can't understand why.
I'll tell you why. Because this is before the midterms. And they wanted this to be a you better shut up and get in line moment for every Republican candidate out there. Every single person who's running for office, they wanted you to understand they will destroy your life. And they're going to do everything in their power to find something to charge the former president of the United States of America with a felony so that you cannot decide who the president of the United States of America is going to be. I want you to imagine how many good men and women out there in this country right now are going to be terrified to ever run for office because they're afraid that the FBI is going to raid their house just because they ran for office. Not because they did anything wrong, but because they ran for office. It's exactly, by the way, what Laura Trump had to say on Fox. The first family member to come out and speak on this from the Trump family, listen to what she said.
Trump, as promised, a member of the Trump family and former senior advisor to Donald Trump, joins us now. Lara, thank you for being on the program with us tonight. I will just start with this. Have you spoken to the former president? How is he doing? What is the attitude of the family?
I have spoken to my father-in-law, and I got to tell you, you know, he's as shocked as anybody. I think for someone and anyone, quite frankly, who loves this country and believes in America, this should shake you to your core. What has happened today? This is a very clear demarcation in the history of America. Never before, as many of your guests have already talked about, Will, have we seen something like this happen, where an unannounced raid by the FBI is conducted on a former president of the United States. Think about this. If this is what they're able to do to the former president of the United States, think about what they could do to you, to anybody in America. The bottom line here is that these documents that have been in question have been, everybody's been cooperating. Everybody from my father-in-law's team has been cooperating with the FBI, with any authority that asked for anything up until now. And there was no need to make such a big scene to do something this insane, quite frankly, to a former president. But I think everybody clearly knows, Will, what is going on here. This is about weaponizing the justice system, as it has been so many times in the past, against somebody who you politically do not like. They detest Donald Trump, not just on the Democrat side, but the general establishment, because he's not one of them, because he doesn't play their game. They are terrified he's going to announce any day that he's running for president in 2024. And this is a very convenient way to just throw a little more mud on Donald Trump, as though they haven't already done enough. This is the same agency, don't forget, the FBI, who, you know, had falsified documents to get FISA warrants to, you know, conduct this entire sham Russia hoax that the country had to deal with for 2 years, millions of taxpayer dollars in our time that we'll never get back, to find what? Absolutely nothing. They've been trying to shove January 6th down everybody's throat in an effort to get people to care about that and think that's the most important thing in the world. That hasn't worked for them yet. So here they are heading into a midterm and heading into a presidential election season coming up, where they know they have no hope on the Democrat side. They have nothing positive to show that they've done for the American people. So what do? You try to take out a guy who hasn't even announced that he's running yet, but they're terrified of him on the Democrat side for sure, but I'm going to say it again, in the general establishment.
What she just said there is spot on. They're terrified of him, and they're afraid that he's going to come back to Washington with a mandate to dismantle the corruption. Kevin McCarthy, by the way, has just announced that Merrick Garland is, quote, under investigation, saying it's time for you to preserve your documents and clear your calendar.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Woo! Thank you. When, yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
And then
right.
You get into, right. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
The House Republican leader, promised on Monday to launch a full-throated investigation into the Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI's raid on the former President Donald Trump's home. Trump announced in a statement that the FBI had raided Trump's Florida home, Mar-a-Lago. In response to that raid, Kevin McCarthy said the Republicans will investigate every aspect of what led to the FBI raid against the former president. Now, you just think about this and the justice system and tell me if this isn't war. Hunter Biden videos himself committing actual felonies. Hunter Biden has emails talking about all the crimes he's committing working with foreign governments and the money going to his father. And both of them are walking free uncharged. He can even attend White House events, yuck it up with other elites. That's what he's doing right now. But the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, is having his home raided. And I don't, by the way, believe that this will be the last raid. I think they're just going to normalizing it. This is all out war. This is war. I said this on my Facebook Live last night when this all happened. This is war. They're declaring war on us. Go back to the FBI. Let me hit pause here for a second. Go back to the IRS agents for a second. Next time you watch a football game, look at Oklahoma. Look at their football stadium. Because this is what they have done when we're talking about actual war here. If you look at the stadium capacity of Oklahoma, it's 86,112 at capacity. That stadium is not big enough to hold the 87,000 new IRS agents that are coming after you. This is war. They've declared war on all of us. And so Kevin McCarthy coming out saying, we're going to go, again, promise a full-throated investigation. I would argue it's about damn time. This is the reason why I will never work with Democrats again. Not the Democrats we have now. I don't want to compromise on anything. If we win, we go in and we come after you. McCarthy said, quote, I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. Republicans, and I hope we take back the House in the biggest numbers we've ever had. I hope we gain the ability to launch into subpoena after subpoena into the raids against former President Trump. I hope the House Judiciary Committee and the House Oversight and Reform Committee focus on these events and the decision-making process that led to the search warrant against Donald Trump. The House Judiciary Republicans put it this way in their official statement, quote, this is what happens in third world countries, not the United States. Doesn't the FBI have better things to do than harass the former president? No, they don't. And as Donald Trump put it out in his statement, these are dark times for our nation. As my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago, in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States of America before. After working and cooperating with relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponizing of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democratic National Committee? Here in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th president of the United States of America. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel wrote, absolute power corrupts absolutely. Countless times we have examples of Democrats flouting the law and abusing power with no recourse, including Hunter Biden. Democrats continually weaponize the bureaucracy against Republicans. This raid is outrageous. Countless times we have examples of Democrats who have not been held accountable, as other Republicans have said. And I gave you that list earlier. These are dark times for our nation, and this is war. I didn't declare war, by the way. They declared war on us. They have declared war with IRS agents, and they've declared war by going into the President of the United States of America's home. Republicans, by the way, are now demanding that Garland and Ray testify at the Judiciary Committee. And, of course, they won't do it unless the Republicans win. Republicans demanding the FBI director, Christopher Wray, and the Attorney General Garland appear before the committee to explain the Department of Justice's actions in raiding the former president. I want you to imagine being an FBI agent and you are being told to fly from D.C. That's what we've been told. Go down to the president's home and break into his safe. This is what happens in third world countries. This is what happens in third world countries, which is exactly what the Trump family was saying about this.
Laura, you've spoken to your father-in-law. Therefore, you have the most immediate information of anybody we've spoken with tonight. Does he know, do you know why his home was raided?
He believes it's the documents in question that, you know, everybody's been really upset about from the White House. Look, my father-in-law, as anybody knows who's been around him a lot, loves to save things like newspaper clippings, magazine clippings, photographs, documents that he had every authority will to take from the White House. And, you know, again, he's been cooperating every single step of the way with the people that have questioned any of this. And I know people have brought it up before, but, you know, look at Hillary Clinton. And the 33,000 emails that she just deletes that are completely gone and nobody bats an eyelash about it. Donald Trump takes some documents that he had every right to take, that every president does, didn't take antiques, you know, like Hillary Clinton took out of the White House and paintings, apparently. But that is what he believes. And that's what, you know, I think is at the bottom of all this and the reason that they raided Mar-a-Lago, quite frankly.
All right. Laura, always good to talk to you. Thank you for giving us that firsthand perspective from inside the family tonight.
I mean, I still can't imagine being in a scenario where this is what they are doing to you. This should shock Americans to the core, because the president's right when he said, if they can do this to the former president of the United States of America, the FBI, the fact that they have the cojones to execute a search warrant at a former president's home and then and break into a safe that, it, by the way, is empty, is not just unprecedented, especially for a non-sitting commander in chief. Who has indicated he might run again. We just haven't investigated presidents after they've served their term. Quote, I'll say it again. We just haven't investigated presidents after they've served their term. That's what the former head of the FBI's Minneapolis field office said. But this is a huge move by the FBI, and that the political sensitivities are clear. It's obvious that they're dealing on a very short of a tenacious political climate. When you go out and you investigate a president, especially one who may run for office again, you have to certainly, as most people know, produce probable cause to first get prosecutors who want to write this and present it to a judge, and then present it to a judge who has to agree that you have to show probable cause that a crime has been committed, that there is evidence of a crime in the location that you state, and at the time you plan to execute the warrant. So there's a lot of information that you have to be very convincing to a federal judge, and they scrutinize these, unless they're a liberal hack. It's an excruciating, quote, painful process, writing that affidavit, you know, crossing the T's and dotting the I's, getting your approval both with the FBI and within the prosecutor's chain of command, he says. And there's no doubt in my mind that this went all the way to the attorney general before they took it to a judge. Asked about the potential for a search warrant to be politicized, he said any system can be corrupted. But in an instance such as this, the former FBI agent said this search warrant's affidavit will at some point be public. You can seal a search warrant for a time. I've done that myself, sealed a search warrant for various reasons having to do with security of the case. But it will become public, as will the return, which is what they found. So the affidavit will lay bare. In order for this to really be political, there will have to be corruption at every level along the way, which I just don't think exists, he went on to say. Well, we'll find out. It's war. Go after all of them. Burn it down, folks. They want to play this game. When we get power, you better play the game the way it's supposed to be played. You go out there and you play to win. You don't wait around. You don't play nice. You go after Hillary. You go after the Clinton Foundation. You go after Joe Biden. You go after Joe Biden's son. You go after the brother. You go after everyone involved in this. You go after everybody that went after Donald Trump in the past. You want to play this game? Let's play the game. Ron DeSantis slamming the Mar-a-Lago raid, saying the feds have weaponized against the regime's political opponents. And that's exactly what has happened here. And I'm going to predict it now. This will not be the last raid. They're just getting used to it, folks. They're going to go, I bet you, and raid a lot of other Trump properties. Because once you do it once and it's gone, why not go all in? They're probably going to go back and say, we didn't find the documents we thought were at Mar-a-Lago. And we got to indict this guy so he can't run for president. So now we need to go to Trump Tower. And now we need to go to this residence. Now we need to go to this office. Now we need to go to the Suns. And now we need to go to... We're going to make sure that Donald Trump can't run for president. That is the goal here. That you can't decide who you want to be president. That is the goal here because they are afraid that when he gets to Washington, D.C., he will destroy the system which they have built. And by God, now he has a mandate to do it.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.